Think about it. If you didn't travel back in time, you shouldn't have any memories other than those of receiving a letter from a mystery man, acquiring a frying pan because of that letter by pure chance, and having your life saved by the same frying pan because of an amazing coincidence, and the chance occurrence of someone who looks exactly like the mystery man being in that photograph. That's all, isn't it? Of course, the odds are rather astounding.
I'm not sure whether I got it all or not.
Now there's no need to force yourself to understand. Things sometimes happen that even I don't understand.
Okay then, what happened to the me that wrote the letter in that egg?
I can't tell you, except to say, somewhere on the crossroads of an infinite number of possible outcomes. Well, let's try an analogy. It may seem trivial, but suppose you're in a cafe trying to decide between coffee and tea. The you that chooses coffee after a long deliberation and the you that chooses tea actually both exist, except that your fates diverge at that point and there is no way either of you can ever know what happened to the other one. If we suppose that the you that chose coffee then can't decide whether to put cream...
I think I'm okay. So you mean that the Ike who chose coffee caught a peek at the continuation of Ike who chose tea, in a way?
Something like that. If you hadn't had a frying pan back then, well then, it would have been a you that found one. Or something like it, at any cost. That's all there is to it. So...